I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. An extremely harsh winter in Mongolia has taken a heavy toll on nomadic herding communities there. The bitter winter followed a severe drought last summer, so millions of animals have died because there's nothing to graze on. That's put hundreds of thousands of people at risk as well. The BBC's Chris Hogg visited one of the worst affected areas in central Mongolia.
On the side of a hill here, in a wind so cold it bites, the Galsai Han family are feeding their animals. Usually by now, tufts of grass would be poking through the snow for the livestock to graze, but not this year. Mongolians call this a dzud, although officials here say it's just as accurate to describe it as a natural disaster. Jamutsarin, the mother, says the family's lost around 800 livestock. They'd less than 100 left.
Every morning we have the same fear. How many have died overnight? We're frightened to check. If we lose all our animals, we have lost everything.
Inside the round hut they call home, a girl, she pours warm milk from the stove into a bottle and starts to feed a lamb born the night before. Right now, each new life here is more precious than ever. Her husband, Renchen, watches as she works.
It's hard. The worst of it is your animals are dying day after day. Your only source of livelihood is slipping away. If you lose all your livestock, how do you keep going?
The herders' cattle, their sheep, their goats, are their cash. They use them to pay for everything, from food to medicines to schooling for their children. So for the family, losing so many is disastrous. The local governor arrives to offer them some encouragement to keep going. He admits the authorities didn't do enough to prepare for the severe winter, but says the priority now is getting the community through the crisis.
When I visit, often the children are crying, the women are crying. They say there's no way we can live like this. What are we going to do?
Some foreign aid, food for families, fodder for their animals, has started to arrive, but this family hasn't seen much of it. It'll be mid-May, they say, before the weather will start to improve. They're already going without some of their food, using it to feed their animals. They fear the next few weeks will be the toughest.
The BBC's Chris Hogg there reporting from central Mongolia.